Of course, one surefire way to make eggs inedible is to leave them in the trunk of your car. A while back, we asked via Facebook and Twitter, what's in your trunk?
If you had asked me about 7 years ago, there would have been 36 eggs that I had forgotten for several months were in there.
Well, at least Amy Butler of Delaware didn't have to worry about salmonella. Here's what a few more of you have lurking in your trunks.
Okay.
Baby powder. If you ever get ants in your car, they won't cross the baby powder.
A baby sling, 2 cloth diapers, a couple of flannel wipes for the diapers. You can see that the stay-at-home mom thing has taken over my life.
I have an old Sesame Street dollhouse that I can't bear to throw away. So it's kind of like my secret.
4 fishing poles.
4 umbrellas.
On my commute to and from work, I pass 4 fisheries. If I've got a few moments and some gumption, which I often do, I'll stop and hit one of them.
We carry all those umbrellas in case of an emergency and also if people need them at church.
Alternator, a starter, spark plug wires, jack. Yes, I could use a cell phone and call a tow truck, but come on, that takes all the fun out of it.
No, Jack. I worked in an auto wrecking yard for 7 years, and I've had enough grease and grime on me that I've got AAA. If I got a flat tire, I'm going to have somebody else change it.
One very large plastic bag for my friend who is going to physical therapy sits on and then rotates when she gets in.
I have a wheelchair in my trunk because my husband is disabled. 2 shopping bags, some kind of an interesting screwdriver. And there's off, which is really weird because I don't use it and I don't know who put it in here. And there are some dirty dishes. It's organized chaos.
That was Ann Weber, Rebecca Bradshaw, and Mary Farkas from California, joined by Clara Schuler from South Carolina, Kathy Kosod from Tennessee, Alan Hina-Strosa from Utah, Diane Evans from Pennsylvania, Toby Erickson from Michigan, and Guy Lavallee from Maryland.
You can become a fan of Morning Edition on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter @Morning Edition or @NPR InSkip.